One last visit today. Up north, the northern hemisphere experienced the autumn equinox today at 5 a.m., so it's officially fall. But in parts of Canada, it feels like winter. Iqaluit is the capital of the Canadian territory of Nunavut, and this weekend they're expecting highs in the 30s. Nunavut has 30,000 residents. 7,000 people live in the isolated capital. As we all have winter on the horizon, what's it like to be looking at temperatures way below zero and round-the-clock darkness for months? Kristen DeWolf works for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. She lives in Iqaluit. Kristen joins us from Iqaluit, and we're wondering, do kids, for instance, play in the dark?
It's life for them, yeah. They know nothing different. So they just go out and play. It's not uncommon to see kids riding their bikes in full snow suit uniform, and they're out riding around on the ice in minus, 50 degrees Celsius with the wind blowing. It's life to them.
And we know there are no roads to Iqaluit, so how do people get there? What do they do in the winter?
They get here by jet service, and what they do here, it's normal living up here. I mean, there's a lot of government offices up here. There's police officers, nurses, doctors. Local Inuit up here, a lot of self-employment here, carvers and artists, what have you.
You're just about, 3 degrees south of the Arctic Circle, above the tree line?
Yes, there are no trees here.
No trees. Well, and now, as we said, you're a mounted policewoman there, and one would think, oh, how many problems can there be in this tiny little town? But it seems that there are two that are related. We noticed all sorts of interesting permits about beer and liquor. And that may have something to do with that there is actually a very high murder rate, and some of those actions are fueled by alcohol. So talk about those connections.
Nunavut, population of only 30,000 people, it's got Canada's highest rate of homicide, suicide, and substance abuse. Mm-hmm. Alcohol definitely does fuel the violence that does occur in the territory, and every homicide that I've been involved in, alcohol is definitely the leading factor.
Is that why you can't buy alcohol in Iqaluit, the capital, without a permit?
It must be an underlying factor. There are no liquor stores. You can go to local bars and restaurants and order alcohol, but to actually get alcohol shipped in from the south, you'd need it's what's called an import permit.
Huh. And so to have a party, you have to plan ahead. And,
you do.
And you know, with or without alcohol, how much do you feel you need a party? Again, you know, this isolated area. Or am I imposing my own thinking on that? Maybe you like this sort of distance from the rest of the world that you have in the winter.
I don't know if I like being hit here in the winter. I try to take my holidays. That's the honest truth. I try to take my holidays in the winter months to get out. I mean, it's freezing here, and it is 24-hour darkness, so we go 3 months with barely any sunlight, and that takes a toll on me personally. I mean, some people might like it, but
no, that's tough.
I don't.
Well, of course, I was looking for some sort of, you know, the romance of the dark tundra and, you know, the isolation and the quiet, but you're saying no. And that's, you know, that's probably why there are these high suicide and crime rates. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that people are trying to do to address that, or is it just sort of here comes the dark?
With the media, a lot of these stats are getting out. There are programs that are slowly coming into place with, suicide prevention or crime prevention. And I know it's mandatory for our police members to take this training so we can help out, I guess, with people who are having depression issues, what have you.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating to hear about Kristen DeWolf. Again, she works for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in the capital city, Iqaluit, where it is about to get very dark and very cold for a very long time. Kristen, you know what they say, light a candle against the darkness.
There you go. Yeah, I have to do that this winter.